you know, you're getting people off the street. I've been outside when people walk by and hear a band, they're like, oh, I have not heard of this before, and they come in and see the band. We keep our covers low, so it's accessible to anybody, really. I mean, if you have $20, you're going to get in, you're going to be able to get a beer or buy a t-shirt, and then not spend more than $20, which is not something you can do in a lot of places in the city right now.
Yeah, it's great for college kids, especially.
And college kids aren't really much of our audience. We've been trying. I fought really hard. When I took over, we got in trouble with the city because we let underage kids in, and we didn't file. The way the city of Boston works, if you want an 18-plus show, you have to file paperwork 2 to 3 weeks in advance to let them know you have a show that's 18-plus, and then they keep a log of that. Somebody didn't do that, so they made all of our shows 21-plus. When I took it over, I said it was a big goal for me was to make it 18-plus again. We went in front of the city. We got the approval to do it. We now do it Sunday through Thursday, but we're not seeing a lot of the kids come out. It's mostly people over 21. Which I think is interesting because there isn't a lot of entertainment between ages 18 and 20.
Yep.
But here we are. Maybe this will change. It's been like 3 years. I'm still hoping for it. But. Especially near BU and like BC and Northeast. Like they're all close. So anyway.
Yep. I guess like as I kind of mentioned before, there's a lot of music venues here. Do you think it's like lacking infrastructure and support from communities and supporting independent artists, and you think it's a social and community responsibility to support them?
I do, and I think in Austin specifically, we're working closely with a few different groups to be more supportive. There is an artist, what the heck is the name of it? Like an artist support group, it's not the right term, but it's a bunch of artists and musicians who live in the city of Austin, or the part of the city of Austin, who are very interested and invested in the arts. So they formed a group that now goes to like city council meetings to represent the arts where they didn't see that before. We're working closely with Austin Village Main Streets to help promote other artists outside of our own. It's like a group of business people. I'm like not the owner. The other groups aren't owners. They're people who work the businesses who are trying to promote each other's art and each other's businesses. Is there more that can be done? Absolutely. I think the city could take it more seriously. Right now, it's all developer-based and less about the people who live there. It's a mistake, in my opinion. I don't know what else can be done, but I hope more does get done.
Do you still feel that like upcoming artists, like independent artists, have trouble finding places to play still?
100%. When the basement shutdown of like 2014 took place, I don't think we've rebounded back. And I think that, do you know about that?
No, I don't.
So Boston Police Department made like Facebook accounts and would like creep on event pages for basement shows.
Oh.
And they shut them all down. And the thing that, not only did it hurt basement shows, it hurt the other venues, because what you would have is these kind of diverse ecosystems of music in basements who would develop a crowd. And then they'd come play here and they'd have 60, 70 people at their first show. Now they have to develop that fan base here, so it's like a little bit harder to get the footing. I don't know how we fix that. And I think if the police just turned a blind eye to kids having a good time, that would be the best.
Yep.
But they're not going to do that. I don't know. I don't know how to fix it.
Yep.
But I think there should be more venues like O'Brien's, where it's a low cost to get in and develop your fan base. Because right now it's like us, Midway, the Hong Kong's the new one that's the same room cost as us, but it holds a little bit more people. Lilypad and Inman Square. That's kind of it in the low room cost, easily accessible to independent bands. And if there were like four more, wouldn't that be great for the city of Boston to have? I mean, who used to be, Aerosmith lived in Austin, and everybody, they threw a big parade like the same week they shut down all the basements.
That's like,
what's going on? Like, you want bands to get that big, but you rob them of the opportunity.
I guess, like, in what ways has it changed over the years, and what struggles can persist for, like, emerging artists?
Austin, it's a transient city for a lot of people because they come in here for school and they leave. Tastes change completely, so something that was really popular 10 years ago, 5 years ago, is completely different than the taste now. It's tough to stay on top of that, figure out what's going to get people in. It's tough to figure out who the new people are, who are the tastemakers, stuff like that. And I also think there's I compete more with Netflix now than I compete with other shows. And that's like a weird thing, because it used to be like, let's look at what's happening in this month, make sure I don't book the same type of music on that day. Now it's like, well, people don't really leave their houses as much because it's comfortable, they're sweatpants, I don't know. Going out's a little bit different than it used to be. And that's a struggle that we deal with every day. Hope these are okay. I don't know.
Oh, it's like really good answers. Like, more insight. So what do you think that venue managers community should do to support local and independent artists, and what are some resources that you can provide?
So we're easy to, people can just reach out to us. We let almost any band play here, making, you know, certain content we're not a big fan of. But other than that, we want this to be a place that anyone can come in and get a chance to play. I think working with the Austin Village Main Streets and working with your local community organizers to help let people know that, like, not only is it us here, but there are other opportunities in this area, is really important.